my dad's probably had a bloody hard day, but he's been good fun and bubbling and joking away. And the procession of cars stuck behind are getting all impatient and angry, but we don't mind. We're holding up the bypass. Oh, me and my dad having a top laugh. Oh, whoa. Sitting on the toolbox. Oh, and I'm so glad I'm not in school, boss. So glad I'm not in school. Oh, no. And we pull over to let cars pass and pull off again, speeding by this summer green grass. And we're like giants up here in our big yellow digger, like Zoids or Transformers or maybe even bigger. And I want to transform into a Tyrannosaurus Rex and eat up all the bullies and the teachers and their pets. And I'll tell all my mates my dad's B.A. Baruckers only with a JCB and Bruce Lee's nunchuckers. We're holding up the bypass. Oh, me and my dad having a top laugh. Oh, oh, sitting on the toolbox. Oh, and I'm so glad I'm not in school, boss. So glad I'm not in school. And we're holding up the bypass. Oh, me and my dad having a top laugh. Oh, oh, I'm sitting on the toolbox. Oh, and I'm so glad I'm not in school, boss. So glad I'm not in school. Said I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round, and we're holding up the bypass. Whoa, me and my dad having a top laugh. Oh, whoa. And I'm sitting on the toolbox. Oh, and I'm so glad I'm not in school, boss. So glad I'm not in school. I said I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his... I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB. I'm Luke, I'm five, and my dad's Bruce Lee. Drives me round in his JCB.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Leeds Student Radio and it's the GHJ show. Here with you, it's just gone 3 o'clock and we're here with you until four. I'm Georgia and we're going to be discussing good news of Georgia. We've also got some very lovely guests in the studio, Els and Emmy, who will be joining us later as this week's Tigers Who Came to Tea. And they'll be playing Talk the Lingo, which I should warn you now has a forfeit of downing a pint of Guinness at Christmas if you don't do very well. Just giving you a heads up there, guys. They're not looking too happy. So we've got some classic tunes coming up today, and I hope that you enjoy the show.
Hey, where's the drums?
Ooh, oh, oh. Let's go. Ooh, girl, you're shining like a Fifth Avenue diamond. They don't make you like they used to. You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. The way you save me, who could blame me when I just wanna make you smile? I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin Gaye, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head, I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was cool in the wrong time. One of a kind, living in a world. Baby, you're so classic.
Yeah, yeah, so classic.
Baby, you're so classic.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby, you're so classic. Oh, it doesn't
roses, anything for you to notice, all the way to serenade you, doing it's not your style. I'ma pick you up in a Cadillac like a gentleman, bring it glamour back, keep it real to real in the way I feel. I could walk you down the aisle. I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head.
I never met a girl like you ever till we met. A star in the 40s, and a fold in the 50s. Got me tripping out like 60s, hippies. Queen of the discotheque. A 70s dream and an 80s best. Hepburn, Beyonce, Marilyn, Massive. Girl, you're timeless. Just so
you're blessed. Over my head, I'm out of my mind. Thinking I'm cool in the wrong time. It's love on rewind. Never even so throwbacky. I kinda like it how you're out of my league. Old school scene, like a movie star. Silver screen, you're one of a kind. Living in a world gone plastic. Baby, you're so classic. Oh, 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 oh. Baby, you're so classic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, you're so classic.
The sound of students in Leeds. This is Leeds Student Radio.
That was Classic by MKTO, and you're listening to the GHJ Show here on Leeds Student Radio. And now it's time for some good news of Georgia. So this one's actually a little bit sad, but in a good way, a positive outcome, I'd say. So a cancer patient has died after a final farewell to her favourite horse outside the hospital where she was treated. Staff at Royal Albert Edward Infirmary in Wigan granted Sheila Marsh's last wish by arranging a visit from two of her horses on Monday afternoon. The hospital said the 77-year-old, who was unable to speak properly due to illness, gently cooled her favourite horse, who then nuzzled her cheek. This is just so cute. The grandmother from Wigan had six horses, three dogs, three cats and other animals. But after a farewell visit from one of her dogs last weekend, she told hospital staff of her wish to see her favourite horse, Bronwyn, who she had looked after for the previous 25 years. So they arranged for him and another horse to come to the hospital car park, where nurses wheeled Mrs. Marsh and her bed out. Hospital staff and relatives shed tears as Mrs. Marsh said farewell to her horses, and her daughter Tina said, "It was really important for my mum. She was one of the most hard-working people that you could meet. She would do anything for anyone." The staff felt it was absolutely right that they should pull out all the stops to ensure that patients and their family receive personalised, compassionate and dignified care at the end of their life. I think that's lovely. Like, it just shows that even when there's a tragic situation, just going the extra mile to make an effort for someone in their final moments will always make a big difference. In other good news, a blind sled dog named Belle is not going to have to give up racing, even though glaucoma robbed her of her eyesight 6 months ago. Despite the disability, the determined dog is going to still saddle up this winter, although she'll be at the back of the pack, not the lead where she used to run. Jessica Roberts is Belle's handler and says she doesn't seem to know that she's blind and will join the ranks of other blind sled dogs, including Gonzo, a New Hampshire dog whose inspiring story went viral last year, and Amy, a half-blind sled dog in Alaska. Amy's trainer, Ryan Oslin, has run with fully blind and half-blind dogs before. Amy is blind in one eye, but Olsen still views her as a key member of the team and absolutely loves to run and doesn't doubt that she knows that she's at a disadvantage, but like any sports team, it's invigorating to be part of a group walking towards a common goal. Finally, I read this morning that a couple in the States have decided not to have a honeymoon in favour of doing random acts of kindness in every state of America. The New York couple have spent the last 2 years conquering 50 acts of giving back. The challenge they're determined to complete instead of relaxing in post-wedding bliss. They've been on a mission to shed light on causes they believe in and complete random acts of kindness in every US state, from giving out meals to homeless people in Missouri and showing rescue animals love in Florida. The couple had funds ready for a wedding reception but decided to use those savings to finance their journey across all 50 states instead, opting out of the traditional honeymoon trip. Inspired by the support and donations that came their way during their travels, the couple started a New York-based not-for-profit charity called Stay United, which oversees a number of programs focused on bettering education and health for youths. The couple said it was the easiest decision to make, and they were inspired to set off on the selfless adventure in honour of Ismini's father, who died unexpectedly after a charity event he'd organised. While the 50 acts of giving back may be coming to an end, the couple is determined to keep the giving going. On the Stay United website, the couple are encouraging supporters to conduct their own random acts of kindness and share it on social media so that the good deeds live on. I think that's really nice. Last week, I gave my free burger that you get from your student card at McDonald's to a homeless person, and I felt quite good about that. It's nothing new, is it? But it just means that you can do something good, brighten someone's day. So that was all your good news for today. I hope that's brightened your Monday afternoon. The weather's actually quite nice today, but it is a bit cold and you do get, you know, Monday blues. Especially I've got an essay due on Thursday, so I need a bit of good news to cheer me up. Stay tuned. We're here with you until 4. You can get in touch on Twitter. And up next is a little bit of the Scissor Sisters, I Don't Feel Like Dancing.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
There is nothing like a bit of Scissor Sisters on a Monday afternoon. You're listening to the GHJ show here on Leeds Student Radio. We're here with you until four. And now, well, I was at home this weekend and I was collecting together a few things to go get ready for Christmas in Leeds before I actually come home for the holidays, like my special snowman earrings. They're pretty beautiful. I might tweet a picture of them. One's a snowman, one's a Rudolph. We did mix and match enough for that last year. And then I ran out of socks, so I'm currently wearing a pair of Rudolph Bad Boys that I just genuinely didn't have any other socks to wear back up to Leeds. And that got me thinking, when is it time to start getting in the Christmas mood? I told my housemates that they're not allowed to start playing Christmas music until I hand in my final essay this Thursday, because I don't want to feel left out. You know, they're like getting down some Christmas music and I'm just writing my essay in my room, really depressed. But even then, is it going to be too early? For example, when is it acceptable to start playing out Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You on full blast? I mean, is there like a time when that's okay? Or when is it acceptable for shops to turn on their Christmas lights? And when on earth should I start buying Christmas presents? This year, I've got my brother's 16th birthday, my parents' 30th anniversary to think about as well, so I feel like I need to get on it soon, but I just can't really be bothered. And I was also wondering when people will start drinking mulled wine. Like, I mean, does that happen as soon as it starts to get cold? Because it's been unusually mild this year, so I don't have to wait for ages. So anyway, you can get in touch on Twitter, at This Is LSR, hashtag The GHJ Show, and just tell me, when do you think it's okay to start, you know, embracing the Christmas spirit? That is what I want to know. And afterwards, we'll be talking about some responses to that and getting Elle's and Emmy's opinion on when it's all right to love Christmas. I feel like it could be soon, but I feel like I could also... Someone told me earlier that Christmas socks aren't allowed yet, so... Feeling a little out of place, but it's okay. Next up, a little bit of Paolo Nutini.
And a pillow for my head. I got a pencil full of lead and some water for my throat. I got buttons for my coat and sails on my boat. So much more than I needed before. I got money in the meter and a turbo heater. Oh, and now it's getting on the road. It's only getting sweeter. I got legs on my chairs and a head for a hair. Ordered a pan and some shoes in my feet. I got a shelf full of books and most of my teeth. Two pairs of socks and a door with a lock. I got food in my belly and a license for my telly. And nothing's gonna bring me down. Guitar and ties in my car. I got most of the memes and scripts for the scenes. I'm out and about, so I'm in with a shout. I got a favorite chat, but better than that. Food in my belly and a license for my daddy. And nothing's gonna bring me down. I'm out of blowing out of heart. Nothing's gonna bring me down. Boys, the best of all, I've got my baby. I've got my baby. She's my divine, and says she's all mine. And nothing's gonna bring me down. No. Oh, best of all, I've got my baby. Oh, best of all, I've got my baby.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Little bit of Paolo Nutini there. So thanks very much to Jules for getting in touch on Twitter. She wants to know when you should buy an advent calendar. Or well, Els has already got an advent calendar. I think it's a tricky one, Jules, because if you get one in July, they're like 5 for 1, and we are on a student budget. But then I always leave it till like the 5th of December, when I'm really jealous of everyone else that already has one. Els is looking quite disapproving about that. I never had an advent calendar as a child. I was genuinely deprived. Like, I don't really know what to say. I you know... I missed out, and that means that I leave it till the last minute. But, you know, if you want to get one now, I don't see... No one's here to judge. People will judge you. I'm judging yours. Just letting you know. So don't forget, you can also message me on the chat box on lsrfm.com, and just tell me, like, when do you think it's okay to start getting ready for Christmas? Now, next up, we're going to play a little bit of the Spice Girls, which is Emmy's feel-good song of the day, because, you know, it's that Monday feeling. We've all got work and deadlines, or, you know, stuff going on, and it's a bit cold outside. You just need a song to pick me up, and I think the Spice Girls are going to do just that.
Usually I don't do this, but go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix. Now I'm not trying to be rude, but hey pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus cool. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. So baby give me that and let me get you that. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. This is why they say I'm ready. It's the remix to Ignition. It's hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Bounce, 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 bounce. Nice like murder, she rolled. Once I get you out them clothes, privacy's on the dough. Still they can hear you screaming more. Girl, I'm feeling what you're feeling. No more hoping and wishing. I'm about to take my key and stick it in the ignition. So give me that, let me give you that. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they saying they got ready? It's the remix to ignition. It's hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun. Crystal popping in the stretch navigator. We got food everywhere, as if the party was catered. We got fellas to my left. Honey's on my right. We bring them both together. We got drinking all night. Then after the show, it's the
after party.
Yeah. And after the party, it's the
hotel lobby.
Yeah. Around about four, you gotta
clear the lobby.
Then yeah. Take it to your room and
somebody.
Can I get a
toot-toot.
Can I get a
beep-beep.
Running her hands through my fro.
Yeah.
Bouncing on 24.
Come on,
body saying,
look at that. Ready. It's the remix to ignition. It's hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have some fun. It's the remix to ignition. It's hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun.
Oh, Kelly, I love that song. I always love that to do that one at, you know, karaoke. Good times, good times. So we are joined by Els and Emmy. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Not too bad. Struggling with words a little bit today.
Well, that's
a heavy
great,
weekend.
Given you're on a radio show.
Yeah, I'm not sure why we're on the radio today. But
oh, well. Shouldn't have gone out in preparation for the GHJ show.
No.
Awkward. So how were your weekends?
It was a lot of fun. We went to Bud's skiing competition up in Edinburgh.
Cool.
With snow riders. So yeah, lots of skiing, lots of snowboarding, but also lots of drinking.
Well,
supporting.
Any gossip from the weekend or nothing that can be said on air?
No.
I think we'll skip that one.
So yeah, I've been talking about when is it time to embrace the Christmas spirit. What do you guys think? I mean, Els doesn't like my Rudolph socks.
I don't know. I think it's a bit early for clothing.
Really?
But I am a Christmas enthusiast. I do already have my advent calendar.
Yeah.
But that's because my mum bought it for me and I'm not going to see her until Christmas, and then advent would have already started.
I see.
And I am in love with all things Christmas.
Mm.
Bit early for Mariah Carey, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
When do you think is the right time?
A little bit further into November.
Like,
and then
in the
1st
half.
Of December is all out. Everything okay. Christmassy.
Yeah, I'd say as a general rule, December, because then you have a solid 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks of Christmas fun. But yeah, I know it's hard because I always feel really Christmassy when like the Christmas markets come, and especially like the German one in Leeds. We're walking around there, looking at all the Christmas gifts, having some mulled wine.
Well, has it already come?
I think it's this Friday.
Oh.
So that's quite soon.
I see. So. Adam Winch Vanessa on Twitter says Boxing Day. I don't appreciate that sentiment that much.
That's
thanks,
not
Adam.
In the Christmas spirit, is it?
Bit of a Scrooge on Twitter. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, the Christmas market, that's like a nice... And all like the food, you hear the little German music coming out. German music? It is, isn't it?
Yeah, I know what you mean. The kind of clang your glasses together kind of music.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that's described as.
No, we need a music specialist, really. Beer clanging music, yeah. What else? When does Christmas start for you?
Well, I think Christmas... been a bit kicked off by the John Lewis advert.
Oh, so
serious love for Monty the Penguin at the moment.
It's really cute.
And it's then meant that I've watched all of the past
previous
years.
Ones.
So I've been watching kind of four a day for the past few days. It really helps with the hangover. It just makes it feel so much better.
So basically you just lie in bed watching the John Lewis adverts.
Yeah.
How far have you gone back?
Well, 2011, because before 2011 they weren't really that great.
Oh, I see.
Oh, what's 2010? The one where he... is waiting and waiting to give the gift to his parents. And then at the end, they're like, for gifts worth giving. Yeah. I just think, genius.
But compare this to the snowmen last year.
Oh, Monty.
It was Bear in the Hare last year.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. The snowman was the year before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so which do we like best out of these three?
I like snowman best.
No. Oh. Monty the Penguin's definitely
what,
got
you
the
think
edge.
This year's the winner?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
Wow.
Maybe the boy waiting to give the present to his parents.
Mm-hmm. Like going for more of a vintage
classic.
I think
the snowman is actually my least favourite.
That is so, but look, you know, he travels so far and he's made of snow.
I don't know. My only thing about Monty the Penguin is penguins aren't actually that related to Christmas.
True.
But I think I just really, you know, I had that little toy that I carried around as a kid.
You had a penguin.
Just, you know, it wasn't a penguin, but it was the same kind of thing. And then when it revealed that it was his toy, I was just like, oh.
Precious. That was cute. You didn't see that coming, did you?
No,
yeah. That is true. I would agree with that. Okay, so the JL Christmas advert. And mulled wine. Do you guys like mulled wine?
Yes, love it.
Yeah, I'll enter into it at Christmas, at the German market, when the atmosphere's right, but I'm not sure it's something I'd
look forward to.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Mince pies.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, not convinced. Yeah. I don't like mince pies because I don't really like raisins, which is quite heretical almost to say out loud. People hate on me, but I do love brandy butter. Could eat that stuff out of the tub.
Yeah, good mince pies.
Yeah.
Some mince pies.
Are you a mince pie snob?
Yeah, I'm a mince pie snob.
How awful. Anyway, maybe we should play a Christmas song later. I don't know.
Yes.
I just feel like it's too early.
Maybe, but
I think
yes.
It's too early. Get in touch with us on Twitter. Tell us, at This Is LSR, hashtag GHJ, whether it's too early for us to play a Christmas song or not. Or would you like to hear one? Maybe the public wants us to play one. Yeah. We'll just have to find out. For now, let's have a little bit of Top Loader.
When that moon is big and bright, it's a supernatural wild delight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep their shoes to keep it tight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
I absolutely love a bit of Top Loader on a Monday afternoon there. You're listening to the GHJ show here on Leeds Student Radio. And we were just talking about Christmas, you know, when is it time to get in the Christmas spirit, Christmas songs, what we would choose, John Lewis advert. And Emmy got the weirdest message. Tell us, Emmy. Tell us all.
Yeah, I just looked down on my phone and I had a text from John. It said John Lewis. And the first line of the text is, "We can't give you Monty the Penguin." And I was like, what? Have they just been listening in on my conversation? How have they got my number?
But John Lewis tuned into the GHA show. Kind of like, yeah, a big deal.
It turns out it's Mintman Days again. This isn't the first text of this kind I've had either. I've had one pretending to be mum, pretending to be NHS.
I just can't believe that.
It's not okay.
It's such an infringement on your privacy. Like, to pretend that to be someone's mum.
I can't believe they're still doing it after, yeah, there was quite a big uproar over the NHS one, which was very controversial.
Oh, what did that one say?
Kind of, you've positive test results, click here, yeah, and then you find out that it's a club night.
Yeah.
I don't think that kind of thing is really that funny, is
no.
it?
No. So,
yeah, maybe they're trying to tone it down with the
Monty the Penguin.
Monty,
yeah,
the Penguin. But it's still, it's definitely grabs your attention. You're definitely more likely to read it.
Yeah, definitely.
I would just delete it if I just saw it.
That's so true. Away. But are we now more likely to go to Mint Monday?
No, it doesn't make me want to go there at all.
No. Interesting. Yeah. Well, anyway, so you two, basically, I have guests on the show each week. We should probably explain it to the listeners, to have the Tigers Who Came to Tea. So this idea came about because I thought, oh, you know, it's like 25 to 4 and it's getting on for having a cup of tea, you know, especially as the nights draw darker. You just want a cuppa. And then I realised, of course, that you can't have tea in the studio. Yeah. But I thought, no, I'm going to roll with this anyway, because The Tiger King's Tea is like one of my favourite children's storybooks. I love it. So, yeah, you guys get to be this week's Tigers. So, which metaphorical cup of tea are you drinking? That's what I want to know. You're having squash, aren't you, Oz?
Yeah, definitely. Got to keep hydrated.
Not a big tea
squash
drinker. No. Oh, well, that's okay. Emmy?
I do like a standard English breakfast.
Yeah.
Although, if I had to go exotic, I had a really nice licorice and peppermint one once.
Oh my god, Mo from radio, he's, yeah, our head of production here, he gave me a licorice and peppermint tea bag to, yeah, try, and I was like, no, I really don't like licorice, and he was like, no, trust me, it was amazing.
So good.
Really unexpected. I might buy some, actually, but they're from the Tea Pigs, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they're kind of expensive. I might ask for a stocking filler. You never know. Some licorice and peppermint. So I can recommend that on a cold afternoon. Yeah, those Mint Monday texts have really thrown me off. I'm feeling a bit, like, flustered about it. So anyway, we're asking you on Twitter to get in touch and say whether or not it's too early for us to play a Christmas song. Els, who is in the studio,
has tweeted,
Fairy Tale of New York gets my vote. So, yeah, if, you know, maybe like a mid-Christmas song. We'll have to see, you know, how the listeners feel. But I don't think Adam, who says that we shouldn't start thinking of Christmas till Boxing Day, is going to want one.
He should be ignored.
Oh, sorry, Adam.
Sorry.
Anyway, let's have a little bit of the Beach Boys next. I feel like these will be the ones for us.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. Strip. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Car, 'cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, 'cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around. I get around.
You are listening to the GHJ Show here on Leeds Student Radio, and that was The Beach Boys. I love that song. I think it's great. That's a good, like, feel-good tune. And listen to this pumping bed, getting us in the mood for Monday afternoon. Shout out to George on the chat box. He says, 1st of December is acceptable to play songs, but you can start thinking about your presents in November. I don't know. What do we feel about that? I think songs could come a little earlier for me, though.
I know my mum will have been buying presents since maybe July.
Oh.
So. Yeah, they're rather super organised, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I get it, because Christmas shopping is a nightmare.
And you can't leave it till closer to the time, right? You just can't even face going into town in the last couple of weeks, can you?
Mm. Me and Dad are leaving it until approximately 5 days before Christmas.
But that's ambitious.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. But do you already know what you're getting? Or
no, not really. So we'll probably just wander around the shops in a bit of a sheer panic and pick things up.
Yeah, I feel like November, you definitely need to start thinking about your presents, maybe. I mean, what am I going to get Jamie? It's my brother's 16th birthday. That's quite like a important one. He showed me his Amazon wish list, but they were stuff like not very personal. Like it was like a Rubik's Cube and a manual for, you know, all the algorithms of how to fix a Rubik's Cube. And I was just like, I'd rather get him like something that, you know, something's a little more personal. Yeah. I don't know,
something he's not going to go off in kind of 6 months.
Yeah, true. I don't know, he's quite into, you know, that kind of thing, but still. And then I was like, well, would you rather like have an experience? Because one time I got him driving a really fancy race car and he loved that. And he was like, oh yeah, that'd be cool. Then I mentioned Segways and he was like, no, that's tacky.
Oh, I love Segways.
You can't please everyone. Oh dear. Anyway, it is time for Confessions of a Housemate. Have you guys got good stories this week? Okay, well, a little more enthusiasm would have been appreciated there. tell all.
It was hard to search my brain for stories today and think of one that I'd want to tell on the radio.
I see.
But I was at a coursemate's house the other week and they were all finding something absolutely hilarious. So I went to the toilet and the whole top of the toilet was off and I was like, what on earth have you done to your toilet? And they were like, so it was hilarious. The flusher was a bit loose and someone pressed it and then it fell down the toilet and they flushed the flusher. And I was like, this isn't sounding that funny to me. But she tweeted, I flushed the flusher. And a lot of her friends who weren't there, you know, from home or whatever, said, have you only just learned how to flush the toilet? The way she phrased the tweet sounded like she'd only learned how to flush the toilet.
Made it seem like a bit of a simpleton.
Yeah, it was very funny. And then it led to them searching Amazon for a toilet flusher.
Oh
very
goodness,
funny
yeah.
reviews. Very odd thing to be Google searching.
That is, you know, strange. Yeah, does it have an actual name or is that...
Well, toilet flusher. I mean, there's lots of, you know, chrome and half and very technical. Is this actually going to fit? Is, you know, how many different types of flusher are there?
I know.
This did keep us entertained for quite some time. Maybe that tells me something about our lives that aren't very exciting. But
Hashtag first world problems.
Yeah, first world problems.
Emi, what's your confession of a housemate this week?
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to dob Elle's in it and tell a story about her. So she was on a geography Otley run and I was also on an Otley run at the same time but a different one, and before it had been like, right, I'm just going to Hyde Park Pub, I'm just going to go to Hyde Park Pub, then go home, you know, get a fairly early night in, be well rested for the day after.
This sounds just like Elle's.
Of course it didn't happen. So it was Hyde Park Pub and then it was like, I'll just come to Terrace and then I'll go home from Terrace. Next thing I know, we're in the queue for buying last minute Fruity tickets at the union help desk.
Oh no.
So I ended up in Fruity and by this point it was covered in pen, could have been a drawing or an Otley run.
What was the themes of these Otley runs?
It was white t-shirt, colouring in, kind of playing on the geography we colour in all the time, which we don't, but you know, we like to play on it too.
You did once have to make a postcard though.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, sorry, I mean, carry on.
Anyway, so the night ensued. I think we probably stayed till the end, you know, pretty messy night, bit of a blur. And it wasn't till a few days later when I was talking to someone that we'd seen that night when she says, you do realise that your friend Elle's elbowed my friend in the face that night.
Oh,
so she had to go home because it was that bad.
No.
I think she must have had a nosebleed or some sort of calamity.
Elle's, that is awful.
So, dangerous Elle's.
We didn't even know.
Yeah, none of us knew. Neither of us knew this.
Like, you just hadn't noticed.
I felt awful.
Were you just dancing really vigorously?
I don't know, and I really shouldn't be flailing my arms around.
No. But Elle's broke her collarbone earlier this year and... It's not really supposed to go out about a sling. So.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I feel really bad about that. I want to like go and apologise to her.
You
I
need think, to do your random act of kindness yeah. for that girl.
We'll just randomly try and go find her and be like, look, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, I think yeah. this should be the apology. Public apology.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Transmit it.
I'm really sorry to the girl in Fruity who I don't know and I elbowed in the face and had to prematurely end your night. That's not okay. And if that happened to me, I'd be really annoyed. So...
Thank you, Els. I think you've just become a better person.
Thanks. I try.
Next up, I'm a Believer.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Then for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given. What's the use in trying when all you get is pain? When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
You're listening to the GHJ show. These are some groovy tunes, aren't they? I like it. We are joined in the studio by Barnaby.
Hello.
He's currently wearing a sort of burgundy felt hat.
Yeah, I got given it by the guy from Cadbury's.
Cadbury's gave you a burgundy felt hat?
Yes.
Can I ask why?
For no particular reason, actually. He just came up and he put it on my head. Like, he physically put it on my head and was like, promise me you'll wear that for the rest of the day. I was like, okay.
That's such a you thing to say yes to.
If
anyone else, everyone else would just take the hat and be like, no, take it back.
I think it's a girl's hat.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's undoubtedly a girl's hat. Okay. He was sitting facing away from me and I went into the studio. I was like, oh, hi, everyone. Oh, where's Barnaby? And he was like, didn't you recognise me? I was like, no. Look at the hat. Anyway, guys, it's excitingly time for Talk the Lingo. Emmy looks riveted. Okay, so let me just explain the rules of the game. Each week, we're in a different place in the country, and you have to work out the meaning of obscure words from that dialect. Does that sound okay to everyone? You're going to get three options. You've got to choose the right one. It's a competition. I'm not going to lie. So, Jaguar, the first week, got 5 out of 6, set the bar pretty high. But last week and the week 4, we've had 2 out of 6. So, as long as you can get 2 out of 6 or more, you might not have to down Guinness at the end of term.
Is this teamwork?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's all against all.
Okay.
Yeah. Barnaby loves a bit of competition.
Okay,
everyone ready? All feeling good?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm ready.
Okay, number one. Oh, sorry, I forgot to say, we're in Bristol this week. Okay. I was going to do Birmingham, but then obviously Emmy spends a lot of time there. I don't know. I don't want to give any the unfair advantage. Yeah, exactly.
I know nothing about Bristol.
Well,
I don't know.
There we are. So number one is jammer. Is that A, someone that smokes, B, someone who's lucky, or C, someone that loves jam roly-polies? talk me through your ideas, guys.
I'm going to go. I think it's going to be B, in my opinion.
You think it's B,
yeah,
someone that's
if
lucky?
If someone's like jammy elsewhere, it means they're lucky, but then I don't know if you've sort of like been like taken that idea.
Am I bluffing?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you
basically
bluffing? Yeah.
I'm going to go with lucky.
That's my dilemma as well.
Well, okay, Els and Barnaby are going for B. Yeah. Emmy?
What was A again?
Someone that smokes.
Definitely
have to hurry you for an answer.
Let's be honest. That's just ridiculous.
You're going to feel silly now.
Yeah, I am.
Emmy, I'm going to have to ask you for an answer.
Okay, I'll go with B as well.
You are all correct. Well done, guys. Yes. I did start off with an easy one, though, Soz. Okay, number two is Camrawl. I'll spell that for you. Camrawl. Is that A, karma, B, candy floss, or C, camera? You are all looking extremely confused.
So is it either candy floss?
Karma, candy floss, or camera? Camrawl. Thinking process, guys.
I have no thoughts.
Is karma a big, issue in Bristol? Are they very karma-focused there?
God, no, I don't.
I'm thinking camera, because it sounds a bit like camera roll, potentially.
Ooh. Yeah.
But don't steal my ideas.
Well, you said them.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with candy floss, because I feel like that's something you're going to make a nickname for.
Okay. So Els going really, B, candy floss. Barnaby's saying C, camera. Emmy?
I'm going to go camera as well.
So you're saying C, camera?
C.
It is C, camera.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. No. Points to Emmy and Barnaby there. Don't worry, Els. You've still got four more to pull it back from, okay?
Lacking.
It's going to be all right.
Okay.
It's not necessarily Guinness. Yet. Okay, number three on Talk the Lingo this afternoon is fire up. Does that mean A, to beat up, B, to dance, or C, to down, as in a drink?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Mm. What, as in, like, fire up the Guinness?
Well, I don't know. Is it like that? You
up,
tell me.
Dance or...
Beat up, dance, or down?
Mm. I'm going with dance.
Okay. I was saying B, dance.
I have no idea.
Well, I'm going to have to get an answer
from you. I'm going to go for the downing one.
Okay, C, down.
I'll go for beat up, Ben, just to make it interesting.
Barnaby's right!
Oh, yeah.
God!
Hey.
You guys, you
I
can't let him
like
win.
Fire on the dance floor, you know? I feel like that's the thing.
No, fire up does mean to beat up. I'm sorry.
How are you so good at this?
Well, that last one was a guess. The other two were more educated guesses. That last one was just a guess.
Barnaby's very competitive, so you guys need to seriously up the ante in here, okay? It's getting quite tense.
Because I won't ever let Georgia live it down that I won something on her show.
You know, you can win something.
Why don't you want me to win, though?
I do want you to win. I just kind of think it'd be funny if you had to down the Guinness.
No.
Would be funny. Okay, number four. This is a slightly stranger one. Grampha Grey.
Sorry?
Grampha Grey. Does that mean A, a goose, B, a ferret, or C, a woodlouse?
Can you say the first word again? Grampha.
Grampha. That is Grampher. Grey.
Grampha.
Grey.
Ferret.
Goose, ferret, woodlouse.
It might be woodlouse because they are grey, but then why would you feel the need to talk about woodlouse?
We don't know what these people
why
in Bristol
you just
do.
Why call them woodlouses?
I can't believe you just said woodlouses on radio. Okay, guys, come on, I'm going to need an answer. Goose, ferret, or woodlouse?
I'm going to go goose, but goose. I want it to be woodlouse, but I think it's goose.
Okay.
Goose.
I'll go woodlouse.
Emmy is right!
Oh, yeah.
Grampha Grey is C, a woodlouse. Well done. Well done, Emmy. I don't know what the scores are, but I think we all know that Els is losing.
I'm on three.
I think I've only got one right.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, I think it is.
Oh, no.
Okay, it's fine. You need to get at least one more, otherwise you are downing the Guinness, okay? We've got two more options, all right? Okay, number five is Jasper. Jasper. Does that mean A, a wasp, B, a tea bag, or C, a shot?
Ooh.
Barnaby's hat is thinking.
Hat is thinking. A wasp, a teabag, or a...
shot.
Shot. Oh, wow.
Wasp.
Okay, Els is saying
maybe
a wasp.
I'm a little bit too keen to answer. Maybe I should let these guys answer and then go with what they say.
Whatever Els goes for, we don't go for. It's
no, you've
really
answered
wrong.
A is wasp.
Yeah,
good, Jasper.
I was thinking wasp, but Els has put me off. Okay, wasp. I'll stick with wasp.
Okay.
A wasp, I've forgotten one of them already.
A wasp, a teabag, and a shot.
I'm going to go teabag.
The answer is A, wasp.
Yes.
Yeah, well done. and girls.
I just feel like if you were naming something, it would be an animal, you know? You would name a tea bag.
Yeah, you'd be like, that's a pop of Jasper in the cup.
Yeah. Right? Well, yeah, right. Yeah.
And a shot as well, we'd be like, oh, get down the Jasper. Down here, yeah, like...
Yeah, okay.
Using them in a sentence that makes sense, but you're right,
I feel like
so
woodlouse
okay.
And then wasp, actually, that would have made more sense because it's kind of related, like woodland.
Oh,
terms.
I hadn't even realised that. Anyway, we're on the final question. It's quite tense. So what are we on?
Two, three.
Ooh, okay. Number six is the kiddies, spelt with a Z. Okay.
Oh,
does that mean... What is that response?
Because I just feel like this is going to be really hard.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't ring a bell immediately.
No. What Grandpa Grey did?
Yeah, I got it wrong. So.
Okay. A, the ugliest. B, the best. Or C, the cringiest.
C.
Oh, straight in there. Barnaby thinks the kiddies is the cringiest.
The ugliest.
Okay.
What was the other option?
The best.
Yeah, I'm going to go with best. Just to be...
Els is right!
Oh,
the kiddies is the best, so it's a three-way draw. Els, you brought it back.
Yes.
Does that mean we all have to down the Guinness?
No, because Sammy and Holly are both on 2 out of 6,
oh,
so
okay,
they're
good.
Currently down in the Guinness, and you guys are all safe.
Yeah.
Well done. I think that's quite a nice result. I know Barnaby wanted to win.
No, but... I'm quite happy with it.
You okay with a draw?
Yeah, I'm not usually competitive because I usually lose.
So
it's not a very
good
trait for me to be competitive. I just get disappointed a lot.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening in. I mean, have you guys enjoyed... This is... I forgot to say, really, that this is Els and Emmy's radio debut.
Yeah.
How have you
really,
found it?
It's been fun. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah?
Nice.
Els is nodding. Good, yeah. Good.
Nodding really comes across well on radio.
Yeah. She's really learnt a lot. No, well done, guys. Three all in Talk the Lingo. That's a good result, I think. Thank you very much for tuning in on the GHJ show. We'll be back next week at 3 p.m. to give you your good news and have another Tiger Who Came to Tea. So do tune in for that. And have a good week, everyone.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Sound.
Students
in Leeds.